My mother was at home. She was a housewife. Everybody we knew were housewives. You know, there's often a lot of talk about how women went to work during World War II. But the truth is, if they had children, they didn't go to work. The young women went to work that didn't have children, but moms stayed home. So my mother was always there when I came home from school every day. My dad was a coal dealer, but he also fixed cars on the side. And mom was just in the house doing what housewives do, taking care of us. And us is my two older sisters and my brother and me and my father, of course. She looked after him, too. So she didn't make a living at that time.
And then didn't you say that before she was married, she was a teacher?
Yes. She started teaching school when she was 16 years old. She graduated from high school and went to what they called training school in those days. And that was one summer. Then she took a test, and she passed it. So she started teaching school in a one-room schoolhouse, and she had 8 grades in there. And I think she loved it because she talked about it a lot. But when she was 19, she married my father, and she had to quit teaching because they had a law that married women couldn't teach. And so she left teaching and stayed home and took care of us. I have to digress here for a minute and tell you about supper time at our house. We always ate together at the table. My father would, after supper, he'd read the Reader's Digest out loud to us while my mother and I did the dishes. But she gave up that teaching career, but you know, she never stopped teaching. Hardly a night went by when I was a kid that there wasn't somebody from our town sitting at our kitchen table and my mother would be tutoring them. When she died, people who came to her funeral, so many of them spoke about the fact that she helped get them through school. She really was a born teacher. I guess I just have to tell, too, that on the day that she was dying, one of the women that we had there staying with her leaned over and took her pulse, and she said to my brother, "Well, she don't have a very strong pulse," and my mother raised right up on one elbow and said, "She doesn't have, she doesn't have."